Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Thursday, a lot of big things popping. We're excited about a lot of things.
Yes.
You about to get paid.
Yes.
Bro. Now, first things first, Gary with the T is dead. Tired.
What?
So he stayed home.
Dead tired.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. You're so stupid.
No, him. So, but we do got LA in the house. What up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's
hey,
up, guys?
Well, there's so much business to get to today, guys. We got to talk about how crazy Empire was last night.
Woo!
It was the Battle of the Ages.
It was good.
Rookie Lyons versus Claire Huxtable. Who you got your money on? Plus, we're going to tell you which singer reveals the secret to a happy relationship, being able to pick your man side chick.
Wait now.
Hey, teamwork makes the dream work.
Hey, wait now.
Now, first up, whether you believe the reports on whether or not she resigned or got fired, Omarosa is definitely out at the White House. Now, she went on Good Morning America this morning and claims that she was not fired. She said she resigned because she wanted to make it to 1 year and the mark that it would be January 20th.
Okay.
So she's good. But the Secret Service confirmed that they did deactivate her pass, so you can probably, like, you know, script that however you want.
I don't believe Omarosa.
I don't either.
I think that she was fired and she was actually dragged to the door. Like, she's just trying to get back in. Yeah, they had to drag her out.
Well, yesterday was the first time Hide and Go Seek was played at the White House for a very long time. Oh, hold on, I had to go get something out of my office. And then he had to look for her. But she did admit that there was a lot of things that bothered her about this administration, and she talked about it. There you go.
I have to be very careful about how I answer this, but there were a lot of things that I observed during the last year that I was very unhappy with. I can expand upon it because I have to still go back and work with these individuals, but when I have a chance to tell my story, Michael, quite a story to tell, as the only African-American woman in this White House, as a senior staff and assistant to the president, I have seen things that have made me uncomfortable, that have upset me, that have affected me deeply and emotionally, that has affected my community and my people. And when I can tell my story, it is a profound story that I know the world will want to hear.
This may be the blackest thing that Omarosa has ever done. Heidi and Frank, just to like, give a little light on this, we will quit a job and then come back on Monday like nothing ever happened.
Okay, because she said she still got to work with those people. I'm like, they say you got fired.
So the highlight of the show is when it came back to the studio for Robin Roberts' response.
Yeah, so she said she has a story to tell, and I'm sure she'll be selling that story.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, she will. Bye, Felicia.
Did you love guys spot her. The shade?
I love her anyway, but that is amazing.
There has never been a more serious "Bye, Felicia" said ever in life.
Yes.
Okay?
And she never gets like that.
And I'm always jealous of Felicia because that girl's always going somewhere.
Okay, where's she going?
Always on the move,
yeah,
Felicia.
Bye, right? Well, moving on, Halle Berry has called it quits with her boyfriend and music producer,
oh my God,
Alex Da Kid. So they broke up, and now she went on Instagram, and apparently Halle Berry, if you're looking to date her, nope, she's throwing in the towel. She's completely given up on love. This was the caption with this picture. Done with love.
What is wrong with Halle Berry?
Don't be trying to say it's Halle with the problem, Frank.
Baby,
some of these guys don't know how to handle a Halle Berry.
But she was married to Eric Benet, who became a sex addict while married to Halle Berry. So if you're married to like one of the most beautiful women in the world and you're not getting enough sex, like apparently like there's something wrong.
Don't do that.
Don't blame her.
Just because he wanted to do it 10,000 times a day, she going to be walking around sore all day.
She's like, sorry,
she
Eric,
can't
I
even
go
cook.
To
every time she tried to stir an egg or something, she's like, all right, get out of here.
Right.
Brush that teeth.
Well,
damn,
yeah, right.
Like,
gotta let that man
I gotta go. Wait a minute.
Right. I am talking to my mom. Will you leave me alone? God, enough already.
Well, up next. next. All right, so now these relationships may not be working out for Halle Berry, but for K. Michelle, she's got it handled. She's engaged to a man named Dr. Kesten Sims, and she was asked about a tweet she wrote that said, "At a strip club, getting Kesten a girlfriend. Negotiations are going smoothly."
Yeah, we were at the strip club, and I was like, "Oh, do you like her? Sometimes I'm okay with contracting out the work. You know, less for me to do."
So you would be okay with it?
Yeah, okay. Like, you know, we flirt, and that's just our relationship. Mm-hmm. Me and him have this, we'll compete to see who can get the most numbers. That's just
really?
Us. This is insane.
Come on, Heidi, we went to the strip club that one time, and remember I hooked you up with chocolate?
Listen, here's the yes, but we weren't a couple.
Well, I mean, we're practically a married couple. We've been working together for 17 years, so we went to the strip club together. I sat right next to you while you got a lap dance.
I know.
That's your work wife.
Right.
We don't have love feelings for each other, but I couldn't do that if we were love feelings and I got some woman blowing on my crotch at a strip club. She was weird. I'd never experienced it before.
Hey, what happens in the champagne room stays in the champagne room.
I forgot those guy rules.
All right, Atlanta, we're going to have to say goodbye for now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Queen's Christmas bonus she's giving all of her employees, and it is expensive and gross. So, see you later.
Hey, dude, yeah.
Take it easy, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Ta-ta.
We're tired of talking to y'all anyway. Sports reporter Lindsay McCormick is putting the NFL Network on blast.
What's going on over there?
Well, after news surfaced of the suspension of five former football players accused of sexual harassment while they worked for NFL Network, Lindsay is telling her own story.
Oh, go ahead, tell it, girl. What happened?
In an Instagram post, she wrote, "I've been quiet about this for far too long. In my last interview with NFL Network a few years ago, the head of hiring talent said to me, 'If we hire you, do you plan on getting knocked up immediately like the rest of them?' Well, I don't plan on getting knocked up. I do plan on being just like the rest of those brilliant women that our future daughters will one day look up to and see that you can have it all."
That is seriously wrong.
Yeah.
Like, is he asking the men, are they getting their wives pregnant or knocked up for that matter?
Well, dudes don't have to take, like, long-time maternity leave. But, like, I understand where she's coming from, and that was a very insensitive comment. Because even though if you feel a certain way, sometimes you just gotta shut up and just take it.
I mean, what would be the perfect read if somebody told you about the knocked up thing? Well, I try not to get knocked up like the rest of them.
Well, see, that's the abusive part of them and their... That's the part of them abusing their power. It's because she works for them and she wants the job, so she almost, like, feels like she has to
take it.
Take it, you know what I'm saying? That's why she's speaking about it now after the fact.
Right. She probably had to be like, oh, I'm not going to be like the rest of them. I'm going to be amazing at this job.
Yeah.
I'm going to be different.
I don't even have sex.
Right.
Those jobs you can do while pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, minus, like, you know, be a stunt woman or...
Yeah, you might not want to do that.
Anything strenuous, no.
Yeah. Right. Right. Then you can ask that question.
Right.
Yeah. Because I got to jump out a window. You know. Just saying.
Hey, well, y'all, it's time for This Goes Viral. Now, I don't know if y'all seen this, but this is a dude by the name of Ryan. He's 2 years old. Ryan Prendergast, to be exact. He attended his 5-year-old sister's wrestling match. Her name's Ruby. But when he thought she was in danger, he decided to take matters into his own baby hands. Take a look. The only thing missing from that video was some classic WWE commentary.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, it's the Tiny Terror coming right here. Oh, it's about to be a DQ, DG. I can't believe it. Oh, no one could have seen this coming.
That little boy ran in with a punch and dived in. Oh, I'm like, whoa.
So cute.
Best brother ever.
Okay. So cute.
He's not going to let nobody mess with his sister.
But it's probably hard, because, see, that's co-ed wrestling. So the boys against the girls, he like, okay, at home, I rougher her up. I do what I want to my sister, but you're not about to hit my sister.
That's how it should be.
That's right.
He got over there quick before he started throwing them.
Yeah.
You can tell they have some epic pillow fights in
there.
Yes,
honey. Yes. They wrestle at home.
Too cute.
All right, well, last night was the winter finale of Empire, and things got crazy. Woo. We'll tell you all about it coming up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Ladies.
Yes.
Start your ovaries.
Oh, start them?
What? Yeah, America's favorite millionaire. You know, 50 Cent once famously said, have a baby by being baby, be a millionaire.
Yes.
Well, 2 years after filing bankruptcy, 50 Cent is doing just fine in the paper department because he just scored an 8-figure extension deal through 2019 with Stars, and he's going to be producing 3 new shows in addition to his hit Power.
That's congratulations.
Yeah, don't call it a comeback.
That's right.
Yes.
So he is working outside of Instagram.
Yeah.
And I thought he does clap back and put jokes on Instagram.
Oh, no, he's
and, you know, he also got 50 Central on BET, which I'm sure he's not doing for free.
He's forever getting checks.
Mm-hmm. 50 Cent went on Instagram to announce the deal, writing, still think I'm nothing? Okay, watch what I do now. I'm just getting started. You know I'm a nightmare or a hater.
Yeah, he's definitely both of those.
But that's, you know, it's just amazing how you could bounce back. People was like counting them out.
You can't count 50 Cent out. Now, not with Power.
No, exactly. Not,
you can try to count them out of music, whatever you want to. But with this TV show, Power is awesome. It's like one of my number ones. I can't miss it.
He's going to be getting to the money for a long, long time.
Very long time. Congratulations.
Last night was the winter finale of Empire, and ooh, it was good. So finally, y'all, the battle between the Lion family and the Dubois family has seemingly come to an end, only, of course, after Cookie and Lucius take over the floor at Diana's Captain's Ball and do a tango, honey. And when I tell you they killed it, oh, my God. But then Cookie takes center stage and puts Diana's ass on blast, which turns into the classiest and most polite clapback session on television.
Diana Dubois, patron of the arts, a founder of numerous charitable organizations. You like to look at her as the pillar of the community. And she ain't nothing but a kidnapping, conniving hoe.
Ah! You pernicious piece of trash.
Ooh, ooh.
These allegations are as unfounded as they are outrageous.
You can't swing a hair weed track without it brushing up against one of those shady-ass Dubois family members.
You,
uh-oh.
Your gimp-legged husband and your intellectually challenged children? Oh, not now, nor will you ever be fit to judge me.
That was a read.
It was?
Oh, my goodness, it was awesome.
And then Diana said, that is a pernicious, like, I had to actually pull out my phone and Google what pernicious meant.
I thought at the end there would be some exchange, some type of physical exchange. Maybe just a little backhanded from her and then Cookie just take it or something like that.
See, what should have happened was when Claire Huxtable walked up, Cookie should have just kept the mic in her hand and just slung it and then snatched it back.
Like you throw money at you like that was straight.
Like Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's all, no. Damn.
And what would a finale be without a major cliffhanger? Well, Lucius is sitting bedside with Andre while he's recovering from his psychotic break. And then this happens.
Dwight, I told you I would never leave you. Never.
Yo!
Yes! Misery Ooh. All over again.
And Chloe over there sound like she ain't had water since the last time she seen
know.
Lucy.
Hey, honey.
Hey. She sound like the girl, she's like, my precious, I finally have you. Up. The Queen loves Prince Harry so much, Her Majesty is breaking some rules, honey. We'll Ooh. Tell you what next. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Meghan Markle is already shaking things up with the royal family.
Uh-oh.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it's a good thing for her. Check this out. So this holiday season, Meghan will be the very first royal fiancé to spend Christmas with the royal family, so she's breaking all kind of traditional protocol.
Like, was it because they wouldn't let the other ones do it, or just it's timed out right to where she's the first fiancé to be around in time for the Christmas party?
No. Okay, so think about this. Now, Kate Middleton, when she was a fiancé, she didn't go to the Christmas celebration, so by the time she went, she was already married to Prince William. Yeah, so she is the first. best.
They must be fans of that show she's on.
No, well, here's the thing. There is someone who has a fan. But apparently, all Harry had to do was ask. According to sources, the queen will always say yes to Harry because she adores him.
Oh, he's a spoiled brat.
Oh, I love it.
This day got to be great to be the favorite, though.
Yeah. But Meghan is breaking all kind of rules. I mean, she's the first African-American in the royal family now.
We better not say that, Portia. We might get her in trouble. They might start paying attention and hear us Americans saying that Meghan breaking all type of rules.
So
and
you
thinking
think,
that, yeah, she's trying to infiltrate.
You think she's just passing right now? Passing for what?
Yeah, so we got to say African-American.
African-American.
It's not as threatening as that situation.
Right.
Well, in honor of Prince Harry and Prince William's secret cameos as stormtroopers in Star Wars, you know what it's time for, y'all.
What? Take it or skip it!
Oh, now, this Lord. Is the one I've been waiting for a long time. And all the Star Wars fans, I know you're right here with me. Star Wars The Last Jedi opens in theaters tonight. This movie doesn't even need an introduction.
Yeah.
Watch it for yourself.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. Didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Let the past die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Brad's the most excited.
Girl, you all in this one?
May the brat be with you.
Okay. You know what? I'm really into this, and I'm going to tell you why. My girlfriend, Shahani, called me last night. She has never spoken about Star Wars. When I tell you, she was like, we have to go see this movie tomorrow. I was like, girl, for real? She was like, yes. So I'm pumped because my girly girlfriends want to go see this movie. So it must be hyped up. It must be the bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a little secret between me and you guys.
What?
I've already seen it, but I'm gonna ticket it again because it's that good.
What's happening?
I'm sensing a strong disturbance in your force, Brat. What's up?
Can the force be with me? There it goes.
There we go.
Yeah, I wanted to make it go.
Oh, now you gotta try to get it back again.
So I think that's a ticket all around. So,
yeah, ticket.
So we'll be there in full force.
Yes!
So don't forget to enter our latest sweepstakes at telltalesweeps.com. We're giving 10 people a chance to win a digital download of Minecraft Story Mode Season 2. And one lucky winner will get the digital download plus a Samsung Galaxy S2 tablet. So what are you waiting for? Enter right now. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Christmas is upon us, and there are a lot of people out there, a lot of you watching, that are hoping you get your big Christmas bonus from work. So there is one person who is bestowing a Christmas bonus on all of her 1,500-person staff, and it's the Queen of England. And she, of course, gives out Christmas bonuses, and this year she's giving out Christmas pudding.
How's that different from other pudding?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, Frank, because listen to how delightful and delicious this sounds.
Yeah, pudding in England is way different than pudding over here.
Uh-huh. So pudding, yeah, this isn't just jello pudding. No. This is assorted dried fruits with brandy held together by egg and beef fat and then moistened with molasses and flavored with cinnamon and other spices. So the Queen of England, her 1,500-person staff, who I'm sure works their asses off for her, she spends between $15 and $20 on them each. That's how much the pudding
costs. Oh, she didn't make it herself?
Ooh, yeah,
it's dude. That time of year.
I don't even open a pack of crackers. Here's a picture of the Christmas pudding.
If you have a mold that looks like this, get it checked.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.